At St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn, New York tonight, the American Puppet Opera's production of The Barber of Seville celebrates its 20th anniversary. Critics have raved about the company's interpretation of the Rossini classic. The Village Voice said it was wild and inspired, and the New York Times called it the best sort of rethinking of the basic opera repertory. Some of the singers are from the Met and the New York City Opera, and the puppets come from one artist's wild imagination. Alicia Zuckerman reports.
Wandering around backstage at St. Anne's Warehouse during a rehearsal is like stepping into a carnival. Papier-mâché puppets, tiny, life-size, and huge, are sprawled out over workbenches leaning against walls. They are the work of Amy Trumpeter, who for years worked with the Bread and Puppet Theater in Vermont. Roughly 50 puppets represent about 15 characters, so Trumpeter uses color to help the audience figure out who's who.
Because we have multiple characters on stage, so every time you see the guy in the yellow with the orange leggings, you know this is Almaviva. And if he's a giant puppet or a tiny puppet or a middle-sized puppet or a multiple of himself, it's a color coding in a way.
Trumpeter used bubblegum pink for Figaro the barber, pastels for Rosina, the opera's love interest, and for poor old destined to be rebuffed Dr. Bartolo, black and white.
I can't stand it any longer. It is time for something stronger. You have left me no recourse. My house is very momently, or I must resort to force.
The Barber of Seville is a comedy of errors with ever-shifting power struggles. Since puppets can't show this with moving facial expressions, Trumpeter uses size. For example, when Dr. Bartolo is being outsmarted, his puppet is tiny, just a foot tall. When he's holding his own in a fight with Count Almaviva, he's so big it takes three puppeteers to make him move. Just one hand is the size of a human body.
I'm a guardian, so how dare you?
Oh, you scoundrel, I will teach you.
Oh, be careful, I beseech you.
It is time for you to die. It is time for you to die.
While the puppets are busy fighting, courting, and conniving, the singers are off to the side, cupped in huge white papier-mâché hands. Matt Burns, who sings the role of Don Basilio, says as a kid, he was a big fan of The Muppets and Sesame Street.
In the interview process for getting the job, they said, well, you know, it's going to be kind of wacky. It's going to be puppets on stage. Are you okay with that? And I was like, yeah, of course. I mean, that's going to be fantastic. I can't wait.
If I'm careful, I'll recover.
But be patient, very patient.
Because it's kind of wacky, conductor Christian Jarvi took some liberties with the famous score. Instead of a harpsichord, there's a Yamaha DX7 keyboard. To evoke images of Seville, he used flamenco guitar.
Oh, very slender, rosy cheeks, sparkling eyes, and the sweetest little hand.
This kind of freedom is why Amy Trumpeter has loved working with puppets all these years. She says in this realm, she can create characters that are
free from, say, a naturalistic representation, free from gravity, free from size, free from the restrictions of normal natural laws.
The Barber of Seville Puppet Opera runs at St. Anne's Warehouse in Brooklyn through May 11th. For NPR News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in New York.